भागवता प्रसज्य सभा जयंते मम पौरुषा तो जरति आशु जा कोशं कोशं मीन्स कवरिंग वेर गॉड द स्पिरिट सोल हैज गॉट टू काइंड्स ऑफ पावर As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dehi Nasmin Jatha Dehi, Dehina, the proprietor or the occupier. Proprietor is not actually the occupier. As several times explained that this body, gross and subtle, both the bodies, just like shirt and coat, covering of the body. Similarly, there are two kinds of covering of the body. Subtle body and gross body. The gross body is made of earth, water, fire, air, sky. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, and ego. There are eight kinds of material elements. Five are gross, we can see, and three are very subtle, we cannot see. And the soul is still more subtle. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramana, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhesuja parasa. We have got experience of this body, that is gross experience. Anyone can see, I see your body, you see my body, but you don't see me actually, I don't see you actually. We see or perceive your presence when the soul is off from the body. Then we cry, oh, my friend has gone away, my friend has gone away. Why your friend has gone away? He's lying here. Then we can perceive that my real friend or my real father, the soul, who is different from this body. And now, at the present moment, he is my father. He is my friend. He is this body. That is animal vision. That is not human beings. Jasyatma buddhi sunapi sudhati saiva gokar. Animals also see, here is a friend dog, here is my mother dog. So we have no eyes to see. So we cannot see even the soul, minute soul, and how we can see God in this blunt eyes. And still we want to see God. We cannot see even you, we cannot see me. We are part and parcel of God. And how we can see God? Therefore, it is said, Atas Krishna Namadi Namhavi Grahyam Indriya. The present senses is incapable of seeing God or seeing you and me. There is no spiritual vision. But we can perceive, just like after death, we can understand there was something which has gone away. Now, the body which I was seeing is neither my father nor my friend. It is a lump of matter. This is known. So one who understands this body as lump of matter before death, he is called wise. Jnanachakshusha. He sees the soul by the eyes of knowledge. Pashyati Jnanachakshusha. Those who are not in the platform of jnana, on the gross platform of the animals, they cannot see the soul or Bhagavan. Super. So it requires many births. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maam prabuddhate. After practicing karma, generally people are kurmis. Kurmis means gross, fruity varta. to get some profit for material benefit. They are called karmis. So out of many millions and thousands of karmis, one is jnani. Jnani means one who understands that I am not this body. The karmis cannot understand. They are in the gross field. Jnani can understand that I am not this body. Brahma Bhuta. And out of many millions of jnanis, one becomes liberated. Liberated means I am not this body actually. He understands and I am sure. But sometimes the Mayavadis, they become liberated. But they think, because I am spirit soul, therefore I am one with the Supreme. Soham. Soham. Actually, I am spirit soul. I am equal in quality. But that does not mean I am the Supreme Soul. Therefore, in the next verse we find, Naikatmatana means Priyanti Kichin. The devotees are not so full that they desire to become one with the Supreme. No, ekatmapata. Because they are in full knowledge. And those who are not full in knowledge, and full knowledge, but thinking that they have become liberated, conception of this body, that is theoretical, not practical. Theoretical, janmeru bindakho bimukta maninas. They are thinking that they have become now liberated, Narayana. Now he has become equal with Narayana. Therefore the Mayavadis, because they have become Narayana, one with Narayana, they are addressing one another, no more Narayana. You are Narayana, I am Narayana. And everyone is Narayan. Then there is the Narayan, this Narayan, this Narayan. But this is not the hardest of the devotees. Matpado Shiva Abhirata. Madiha. Those who are devotees, fully engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Matpada Seva Abhirata. Abhi means constantly. And Rata means a task. Abhirata. They do not think that. They do not like that nonsense idea. That I shall become one. How it is? If I am one with the Supreme, how I have fallen in this condition? No, I'm not one. And one in quality, small particle. We have explained several times that we are also constitutionally the same spirit's identity as God is, but we are also just like gold mine and a small particle of gold. You can say this is gold. And the gold in the mine, big mine, many millions of tons of gold, quality is the same. A drop of sea water and the vast sea, the chemical composition is the same, the drop of water. But you cannot say that this is small particle or drop of water is equal to the sea. That is nonsense. That is nonsense. That means less intelligence. Less intelligence. So, those who are less intelligent, they want to become one. But those who are actually knowledge, for them it is said, no, ekatmatam spriyanti. They never even desire that I shall become one with That is Siddha Bhakti. Just like one gentleman was speaking, that even the Mahavadis, they worship sometimes Lord Vishnu. Yes, they do. That is, they do not actually believe in the form of Vishnu, but they take it as a means, an imagination, to imagine the form of Vishnu. This is Mahavatya. Sādhukānāṁ hitārthāya brahmana rūpa kalpana. They imagine. Just like you are worshipping Radha Krishna, the Mahavadi will say, this is imagination. Actually, the Absolute Truth has no root, no form. That is impersonal. They do not know that here is the actual form, Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha. Vigraha means who has got form. They do not know. Therefore they mistake. That is not. There are many so-called Vaishnavas. They are worshipping Vishnu, but thinking of becoming one with the Supreme. Imagine. Well, they cannot be one. How can? It is not possible. They sometimes give the example, the drop of water, when it mixes with the vast mass of water in the sea, becomes one. But does it actually become so? No. They, according to scientific division, there are the atomic molecules of water. So each molecule and atom is different from one another. Sometimes they call cell, they call molecule. So, it has to just like the sun sign. The sun sign is combination of many millions and trillions of small shining particles. That is sun sign. But each particle has got individual identity. They are not homogeneous. But because we have no eyes to see such a small atomic division, therefore we think that they are one. No. They are even physically that defined. Similarly, although we are very small particles, we are different identity, not one. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has explained that all these soldiers and kings who have assembled here, you and me, all of us, we existed in the past and we are now present, and in the future also we shall exist. But Krishna never said that Arjuna, you and me and all the soldiers are things, we shall become one. Universal. We shall keep our individuality. This is knowledge. And in another place Krishna says, Mamaivānsa jīva bhūta jīva loke sanātana. We are part and parcel of Krishna, our God, sanātana, eternally. Not that at the present moment I have become separated from the spirit soul, and when I shall be uncovered by this gross and subtle body, we shall become one. There are theories like that. Ghatakas, patakas. Just like ghata, a pot. In the pot, there is also sky. And outside the pot, there is also sky. Outside the pot, there is big sky. and within the sky, within the pot, the small sky. But if you break the pot, then small sky becomes one with the big sky. This is Mahabharata theory. But Krishna says that these living entities, they are eternally my parts and parts, small parts. It is not that sometimes they are one homogeneous, now they have become part. That you do not get. Therefore, those who have got complete knowledge, they never expect like that, I shall become one with the Supreme. No, ekātmakāṁ means prayer. They even hate to desire. They simply want to remain. That is the constitutional position. Here we are also part and parcel of Krishna, although we are now covered by this material body. That can be dissolved. This material, it can be easily dissolved by bhakti yoga. Therefore it is said that jarayati asuja kosam nirginna analojatha. Just like if you have got good digestive power, you eat anything, it will be done. You will not find any difficulty. Similarly, if you have got strong bhakti yoga, then you are not anymore in material body. You are free. You are in spiritual body. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that mantraja abhyavicharini bhakti yogena siddhati. Abhyavicharini means without any deviation. Shuddha bhakti. Pure devotionasya. Anna vilasita sunnam. Unnabhilashita sunna means any kind of material desire. This desire that I shall become one with the Supreme, that is also material desire. That is not spiritual desire. That is artificial. Now, just like we want to become, to hold very big post, so, when we are baffled, then we want to become one with the Supreme, Narayan. That means, Narayan is the husband of Lakshmi, so I shall become the husband of Lakshmi. Now, in this material world, I am hankering after Lakshmi, but I could not get it. Now, let me become the husband of. This is their theory. They want to become Narayan. Such a foolish theory. Narayan is the Lakshmi Pate. Can anyone attain to enjoy Lakshmi ji? Because they are not bhaktas. They think like that. This is like Selda. How I can be Narayan? That is not possible. In the Shastra says that just to Narayanam Devam, Brahma-rudra-vidvayuta. Samatena-vikheta-sa-pasandi-bhavidhram. You cannot equalize Narayana even with such exalted demigods as like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma. Among the devas, demigods, Lord Shiva is called Mahadeva. He is the foremost demigod. And similarly, Brahma. Brahma is less than Lord Shiva, but because in this material world, Brahma appeared to be the father of Rudra, therefore he is given a little more respect. But actually, Lord Shiva is more than Lord Brahma. But even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, Rudra, Rudra means Shiva. And Brahma means Lord. They also cannot be equalized with Narayana. And we are so foolish that we are making Daridra Narayan. Narayan has become Daridra. Shastra says, don't equalize. Even with such exalted demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and these foolish rascals, they are making equal Narayan is Daridra. How Narayan can be Daridra? He is Lakshmipati. We are asking for the favor of Mother Lakshmi. Give me some money, Mother. Dhanandehi, Rupandehi, Rupavati, Bhajanadehi, Dehi, Dehi. And Narayana is worshipped by Lakshmiji. Not one Lakshmiji. Sata sahasra. Lakshmi sata sahasra. Sambhama, Sebumana. Narayana is being worshipped by many thousands of goddess of God. Sambhama. With great fear. Just like Rukmini Devi. She is Lakshmi Devi. And she was always afraid of Krishna that he may not leave me away. Always afraid. Sometimes Krishna was joking with Rukmini Devi. My dear Rukmini Devi, Rajakanna, you are the daughter of a king, and it was better you could have married Shishupal. Yeah, I am simply a cowherd boy. In this way, husband and wife, joking. Krishna was joking. And Lakshmi, Rukmini Devi, became so afraid that immediately she fainted that Krishna is now finding out the way to give me up. This is called Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambhama Sebhamam. The Lakshmis are so with great respect and that Narayan has become Daridra. Just see the logic. So these are our rascal philosophy. This is not. Nobody should become so ambitious as to become one with this thing. That is not very good intelligence. Good intelligence is that I am eternal part and parcel of Narayan, and it is the duty of the part and parcel to serve the whole. That is correct philosophy. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. So, it is the duty of the finger to serve the whole body. Whenever I ask any service from the finger, come here, it is coming here, come here, it is coming here, come here. This is the duty. That is the normal condition. If at once with my order the finger cannot come here or come here, then it is disease. Because it cannot give service. So long as we are part and parcel of Krishna as the Supreme Lord, our duty is to give service. That is the description given by Lord Chaitanya. Everywhere in every shastra, that is the Jivel Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Eternally, you are served. So, as in this material condition, of course the devotee is not under material condition. As soon as he becomes servant of Krishna and gives pure devotional service with love and faith, immediately he becomes spiritually situated. Therefore it is said, Jarati Asuja Kusam Nirginam Aralodata. Just like if you put something in the fire, immediately it is burned and turned into ashes. Similarly, as soon as you put yourself in the devotional service without any material desire, annavilasitas, immediately your subtle body and gross body becomes dissolved. You remain only spiritual. Immediately. The same example is immediate. Just like Krishna said, Antva Sarva Papi Bhama Khoisha. Krishna says, Sarva Dharmaan Paritvaji Manetam Sam, as we surrender, then what is it? Immediately become purified. Antva Sarva Papi. We are contaminated by sinful activities. We are getting different types of bodies on account of our sinful activities. All pious activities, take it. Pious activity or sinful activities, they are meant for giving you different types of body. That is suffering. So long you will have this material body, you will have to suffer. You cannot avoid it. Matra sparshastu kumtiya sitotna sukhadukkada. That is stated in me. Matra sparshastu. What is the suffering? Suffering means on account of this body. The same water, it is very pleasing during summer. And the same water, it is very distressing in winter. So water is the same, but it is distressing and pleasing on account of this body. Very simple thing, one can understand. Matra sparshastu kumtiya sitotna sukhadukkada. The water is neither pleasing nor distressing. It is due to my this body and bodily concepts of life. We are suffering or enjoying, so-called suffering. Actually, I am the spirit soul. I am different from this body, gross body and subtle body. I have no suffering, enjoying. It is simply my imagination. Therefore, a Mukta Purush, a liberated person, is not affected by this so-called suffering or enjoying. That is called liberation. So, our actual constitutional position is that we are a small particle of Narayana. And our business is, because we are part and parcel of Narayana, why Narayana has created. He is a Bahushyam. When Narayana has become many, why he has become many? To enjoy Anandamaya Vyasa. He has created us. Just like a gentleman accepts a wife, putrathi kriyati bhajya. That is the aim. That if I get one wife, I get children. Putra pinna prajanam. This is the spiritual value of begetting children. That putra will offer pinda. So in my next life, I am in difficulty by offering pinda, he will save me. This is the purpose of putrasvara. Pu means punnama naraka. Punnama naraka. Tra means trayate, deliver. Punnama naraka trayate iti putra. This is the meaning of putra. But if the putra is going himself to the punnama naraka, then who is delivered? That is the position now. Nobody is offering sraddha ceremony. Nobody believes in that. So anyway, if a man taking the responsibility of maintaining wife and children, why? Because he is thinking that I will enjoy that. I enjoy good atmosphere. Everyone is trying to that. Any family you go in this evening, they are trying to enjoy life with wife and children and friends. Therefore, they are taking the responsibility. So this is ananda. But because in this material world, the ananda is being converted into distress. But he can get the ananda when you are with the Supreme Father, Krishna. We are all children of the Supreme Father. सर्वजोनि शिकोन्ते और संभवंती मूर्तयोजा काका महजनि ब्रह्म अहम अभी जब प्रदपिता कृष्ण से that he is the father. He has created for enjoyment, not for distressing the children and himself. But we, children of Krishna, we have given up the Supreme Father. We wanted to enjoy independently, therefore you are suffering. Just like if a big man's, very rich man's son, he gives his home and he wants to live and enjoy life independently, it is not possible. Therefore, our duty is to go back to home, back to Godhead, again return to our original Father, Krishna. That will give us happiness. Krishna is full of opulences and he has got enough money, enough strength, enough beauty, everything enough, unlimited. So if we go to our original Father, back to home, back to Godhead, then we can also enjoy with him unlimited. That is the philosophy. Not that you cannot enjoy. Father has given you birth. You are separate entity from the Father. And if you are suffering, if you say, Father, my dear Father, I am very much suffering. You make me again one with you. Is it very good proposal? Father says, I have begotten you separately to enjoy. You remain separate, I remain separate, I enjoy. And you are now asking to become one with me. What is this nonsense? So this Mayavadi philosophy to become one with the Supreme Father is like that. They are suffering here. Krishna created him to enjoy with his company, but he did not like that. He suffered in this material world. Now he is thinking of becoming one with the Father. What is this? So this is, therefore, here it is said, Naikatmatana means priyanti kichin. No pure devotee desires like that. It is foolish proposal. Abhisuddha buddhaya. They are called Abhisuddha buddha, whose intelligence is not yet clear or purified. Jennera bindakha vimuktamani. They are thinking now he has become spiritually realized. Vimukta, liberated from material bondage. Jennera bindakha vimuktamani. Abhisuddha buddha. आरुज्य कृत्येन परम पदम तत पतंती अध पतंती अध नाउ दे आर थिंकिंग नाउ वी आर लिबरेटेड वी हैव बिकम नारायण विमुक्त मानी ना दे आर थिंकिंग लाइक दैट एक्चुअली दे आर नॉट लिबरेटेड दैट इज अनदर द लास्ट मेयर ऑफ माया दैट यू आर गॉड माने माया इज स्टिल टॉकिंग दैट to build us. Maya's business is to build us, the living entity. Well, this is the last maya, that to become one with the Supreme. Jannera bindaka vimuttam. Tai astra bhava. Because they have no information that they can go back to home, back to Godhead, and enjoy the company of the Supreme Lord. They think that to become one with the Supreme, that is the highest perfection. But that is not the perfection. Because our original constitutional position is Krishna or God created us to enjoy the company. Just like we are sitting together. We are enjoying. Suppose you had, none of you would have come here, so what I would have enjoyed alone. So variety is the mother of enjoyment. Therefore, real enjoyment is in Krishna's company. Therefore, a devotee who is actually knowledge, no, is Vaikanthikata. No, ekantata. To become one with the Supreme, they never desire. They never desire. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahoi tuki koi. My dear Lord, I do not want to stop even. Mukti means stopping of this repetition of birth, death. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mama janmani janmani. Let me take birth after birth, it doesn't matter. But let me be engaged in your service. That is ananda. That is real ananda. Not that you become one with. And one means you cannot enter into the spiritual planet. There are so many, not devotees, but spiritualists. They want to become one. That oneness means that you remain outside the spiritual planet, in the Brahma-jyot. In the race, we are part and parcel of the race. Just like I have given the example. The sun rays means combination of so many bright, minute, atomic particles. Similarly, we can remain as atomic soul outside. Just like this sunshine is outside the sphere of the sun glow. It is outside. It is not inside also, that is brightness. But this sunshine is outside. The sun glow. And inside there is sun god. That information we get from Bhagavad Gita. Imam vivasati yogam prattavan aham abhayam. The sun planet is also a planet like this, but it is fiery planet. As it is, earthly planet, the sun planet is fire, but fire and earth is the same material element. Bhumi rapa anala. Anala. Anala means fire. So either it is made of earth, or it is made of fire, or it is made of water, or it is made of air. And from then, it is all material. So the sun planet is also material planet, like this earthly planet. But it is made of fire. Just like there are so many things we have got experience. There is water, sea. There are also living beings, aquatics. They are not dying. But if you are thrown into the water, you will die. But that does not mean that in the water there is no living being. There are hundreds and thousands. Jalajana Avalokhani. We are the men, population, we are only 400,000. And in the water, there are 900,000 aquatics. Jalajana Avalokhani, Stavara Avalokhani, everything is there in this house. So, but you cannot live with it. You have got a separate body. Similarly, these so-called scientists are thinking that nobody can live in the sun planet. There is no life. That is wrong. They have got a separate type of body that can live in the fire. That is information. There is also town, there is also palaces, everything is there. But they are made of fire. We cannot understand that. In the fire you cannot live. In the water you cannot live. But there are living entities. There you see in the beach. There are crabs. They are living within these sands. But you cannot live. That does not mean in the sand there is no life. There is life. Life is sarvago. It is said, life can exist everywhere. Either in the fire, either in the water, or in the earth, or in the air. We are practically experiencing. So everywhere there is life. So, but divine position. As you cannot enter in this body, either in the moon planet or in the sun planet, similarly, unless you are fully qualified devotee, you cannot enter into the Vaikuntha planet. You have to live outside. You have to live outside, in the Brahma Jyoti. That is called Vaikuntha. So, if you Besides that, Krishna will give you the offer. Jeta thamang prabhadante. Mom, Krishna is everything. Krishna is Brahma Jyoti. Krishna is Paramatma. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdate. So if you want oneness, they will be allowed outside the Vaikuntha planet in the Brahma Jyoti. But there you cannot stay. That is the difficulty. Arujya kichena parama padam prakapatam siyada. Because we want varieties and enjoyment. In the Brahma Jyoti, you are simply leave eternal. But there is no varieties. But because these persons, they have no information of the Vaikuntha variety, they have to come down again to this material. Arujya kichena parama padam prakapatam siyada. This is the process. Therefore, a devotee, automatically, he dissolves his material the material body settle and grows. Dissolves in this life. That is called Jivan Mukta Sahuchya. That is called Jivan Mukti. Ihajasya Harir Daste. Anyone, iha, madiha. Here this is madiha. What is that madiha? Always thinking of how to serve Krishna. That is called madiha. Thinking of Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. That Rupa Goswami has explained this madiha. What is that? Iha jasya harir dasi. Anyone who is always thinking of how to serve Krishna. Karmana manasa vacha. You can serve by your body activities, by your mind, by your words. That's why we are talking about Krishna. We are serving Krishna by words. You are hearing the karmana, the activities of the senses you are hearing. The karmana manasa, you are thinking, I am thinking. So anyway, if we are simply engaged in Krishna's service, or at least trying to do that, but it is not to become one, but to serve. If this attitude is taken, then nikilesu api avasthasu jivan mukta savuchya. In any condition of life, he is liberated. Any condition of life, he may be engaged in some business or in some occupation or business, if he is always thinking of Krishna, how to serve him, then he is liberated. This is the idea of actual liberation, not by thinking that I shall become one with the Supreme. Thank you.